We are going to be doing the video plus podcast. This is Swifty Wars, the podcast. So if you want to follow us on our podcast, go to Anchor, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast and search Swifty Wars, like Get Swifty, Rick and Morty, but Swifty Wars, and you will find our podcast. So I will be putting videos and snippets of the games that I talk about in this video today. I want to talk about at least four games that I have been playing on a daily, whether I am in the bathroom or I'm sitting on my chair or I just have family over and I really don't feel like conversating. So the first game I want to talk about is Oceanhorn 2. Now, I will be honest with you. I have not played the first Oceanhorn. I really didn't know what it was. At first, I thought it was basically like a Zelda ripoff. Because, you know, you get to break pots, some things are in those said pots, and you get hearts and a bunch of other stuff that, you know, you just go around exploring and you find stuff, you know. So, I downloaded it, I think, a few days ago. And honestly, I've never played a game like this on a phone. And you know, sometimes when you play a game like this, you would have to pay for it. You have to pay like $2.99 or, you know, Apple's 99 cents for a certain app. So playing this game, it really did have a Zelda feel, you know, and I really kept comparing it to Zelda. But once you actually stop with the comparison and just start playing the game as a whole and playing the game as a new, fresh outlook on mobile gaming, you honestly don't see the resemblance anymore. The storyline is very long. It's sort of like a free roam. I really haven't played very, very, like, I haven't reached the end, to be honest with you. And, it's a good game. I love it. If I had to recommend any game from the Apple Arcade, I would recommend you guys play Oceanhorn 2. I'm probably going to try and find Oceanhorn, the first one, and play that one, because I have not played that one. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm totally lost on the whole entire story at the beginning. Like, oh, okay, well, the world is ending. I wonder how that happened and whatnot. I don't know if it's a new story, if it's a sequel to the prior story of the first Oceanhorn. All right, so another one that I, you know, if it's one game that I like to play, if it's one type of genre of game that I love to play, it's strategy-based games, RPGs. You know, it's kind of like Diablo, but whatever. Agent Oops is a funny game that I have been playing for a while. And basically, you play as a secret operative spy who has to prevent, forgot his name, but I'm just going to call him Agent Oops from here on out. But you have to prevent him from stumbling onto traps, getting noticed, going through lasers. And it's just the funniest game I have ever played on a mobile phone besides South Park Phone Destroyer. But that's not part of Apple Arcade, so we're not going to talk about that. That's a topic for another video. But honestly, you know, you don't want to keep him from getting in trouble or getting found, because honestly, it's the funniest shit when you forget to tap on a laser to disable it and he just walks right through it. The animation is funny. That's basically what the game is. It's like a strategy puzzle game. Like, say he's walking forward and there's four or five lasers. You're supposed to put your finger on it and then the lasers would be disabled and he could walk on through. And it's like a maze type game too as well. You know, you have to get through all these various obstacles, and it honestly, it's a fun game. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody that doesn't like those type of games, because honestly, it'd be kind of boring. My one nick about the game is that you can't zoom in on the game, on where the guy is going. You have to play it as is. And if there's an update to come soon that allows you to zoom in on the traps and just move your finger along the map, that'd be better. That is my only nick about the game. But otherwise, the game is funny. The game is fun. I love every little aspect about that game. It is the best game. Not the best game on the Apple Arcade, but one of the funniest. So, another one I want to talk about, because I am a huge skater. I like to skate. Is Skate City. You know, I give this game a... what would I rate this game? It's... Honestly, I would rate the game on a solid 5. because it really doesn't have a storyline, and all you're doing is completing tricks and skating in various places, and that's just about it. I mean, if you're a skater person and you like to mobile skate, if you like Tony Hawk or whatever, those games, you know, Skate City would be for you. You know, you just go around Los Angeles, you go around California, you go around every little city, state, and just all you do is skate. You do some tricks, and that's the point of the game. So, Skate City would honestly have to be the last on my list to talk about, but I wanted to save the best for last, so you have to understand that. The best for last for me is the fourth game that I have been playing is Sonic Racing. Now, I have a couple nicks about it, but it, you know, nonetheless, it's still a fun game. It's kind of like Mario Kart in a sense. It's what Mario Kart could have been on the mobile device had, you know, Nintendo not worry about money or you know, good games. So Mario Kart on the console is amazing. You know, me and my wife play it all the time. On the mobile device, I downloaded it once, deleted it, and never looked back. Okay, so when I saw that Apple Arcade was hosting all these games and all these free games for $4.99 a month, I was like, well, you know what? I gotta test these out to at least see if it's worth my $5 a month. You know, it's $4.99, but you know, after tax, it's $5 a month. So, you know, to be technical here, Sonic Racing is a lot like Mario Kart on the console. It's nothing like on the mobile device. And that's saying something. For Sonic Racing to be better than Mario Kart on mobile, it's honestly the best thing ever, because Sega beat Nintendo. but Sega will never beat Mario Kart on the console. But once you start playing, yes, the controls are kind of not there. The controls are kind of iffy, going left and then right. There's no gas pedal. You can't press on the gas to go forward. You can't press on the gas to throttle. All you do is press left then right, and then if you get a certain character to harm the racers ahead of you, then you just press that little icon and then you just throw it. I'm gonna add some videos into this video to show you guys, give you guys a little bit of a feel. But Sonic Racing would have to be number one because it's fun. It's you can play online, you can play offline, you can practice. It's just like Mario Kart on the console. And honestly, is Apple Arcade worth $4.99 a month? Now, depending on what you are used to when it comes to mobile games, I would honestly say yes. Yes, Apple Arcade is worth the $5 a month for all these games, because you get over, you know, it's not just these four games that are on this app. It is literally 100 plus games that you can play. You know, you got Explode Kittens, or, you know, you got these jumping games, you got these shooter games, you got these racing games, you got these RPGs. You have everything on this little spot that's free. You know, you don't have to go in the App Store and keep buying certain apps whenever you could just pay $4.99 a month and get over 100 games that you could just play while you're bored. And I promise you, the majority of them are addictive. I don't have just these four games on my phone. I play the majority of them. I just picked four out of the many that I play that I honestly play more than any other game that's on the Apple Arcade. So Apple Arcade is worth, to me, the $4.99 a month. If you have an iPhone, because it's not on Android devices, it will not be on Android devices. It is only specifically for iPhones. So if you have an iPhone 6, I think they have it for the iPhone 6. I really don't know what generation of iPhone they have it for. But if you have an iPhone nonetheless and you have an App Store, go to Apple Arcade. Try your 3 days free. I think it's 3 days or 30 days. I really don't remember. But you have days free that you can try this out. Games download quick. So once you download them, play them. And I promise you, you will not regret it. So Apple Arcade to me is a tops for the, you know, Android. No, not Android. That's iPhone market for gaming. I think Apple's on to something. So yeah, make sure y'all go and download Sonic Racing, Agent Oops, Skate City, and Ocean Horn 2. I have been Skinny Jeans. Thank you for watching We the Villains. You guys have a wonderful Sunday. Oh, and By the way, guys on the podcast, I love you.